sometimes almost feels a little unpatriotic, interrupting patriotic music intro. People expect start talking, but you just want to.
I just want to keep listening.
Salute. Yep.
Standard attention.
July 4th is my dad's birthday. He would have been 88 yesterday. Oh. And I'll tell you, so for years and years and years, we always went to his house and watched the fireworks there. He always thought the country set the fireworks off to celebrate his birthday.
He would have the grandkids believing that for many years.
We never argued with him. We said, okay, Papa Rosie, you're right. I had one of the most interesting firework watching experiences of my life last night. The pastor of the church up here got permission to all go park up on top of a hill above the little town of Springerville. So we were looking down on the fireworks, which was out at the Springerville Regional Airport. But the really cool thing about it was a half hour of one of the most spectacular fireworks shows I'd ever seen. But the really spectacular part about it is we were so high up that we could look off to the north, and the county seat is in St. John's, and it's 30 miles north of Springerville, and we could watch their show at the same time.
Wow.
It was a spectacular evening. It really was. And all the cars up on the hill would have their patriotic tapes and music playing, and it was as touching as when I was at the airport in Prescott for the 200th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in 1976. And there were thousands of people out there at the airport for that event. Those are two that really stand out in my mind. Hey, we were on the topic of smoking, and Romy was talking about beer butt chicken. Romy, you were talking about the little stand that you need to get. You can order any of those stands out of the Cabela's magazine. Once you put your can of beer there and set your chicken, how do you season the birds? I usually just take a container of Tony's and about a half a container of Tony's per chicken. I just rub it inside out. I rub a little oil over the skin of the chicken so it holds the seasoning real good. Put it over the top of the beer. I'll tell you another thing that works good is just plain old Coca-Cola and 7-Up work really good too. But how do you season your beer butt chickens?
That's it. Just the way we learned with Tony's. And yeah. Something that actually Mama Kay told me. Once you have your beer cut open, and you got to pour, the top quarter out just so you got a little room there, and it's too hard to handle it completely full while you're carrying around. But stick some vegetables in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, and you don't eat them, because when you pull that beer butt chicken off and you pull that can of beer out, that's not beer.
No.
That is chicken drippings. I mean, the last thing. I would give you a dollar to drink it.
Would you now?
I would double dare you a dollar to drink that. Oh, my God.
Could we let it cool off?
Gag a maggot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. But something about putting vegetables in there and it wicks the, what makes it so moist on the beer butt chicken is so much of the evaporation comes from the beer or 7-Up or Sprite, like Dad was saying, and it boils and it splashes on the chicken, and it keeps a lot of the natural juices from the meat itself from evaporating. And I don't know what it is, but man, you just open cut a celery stalk open, and it's kind of like you're making a little Bloody Mary and a beer top, and I can't tell you what the difference is, but there's a difference.
Nice thing to do, too, is if you're going to all of the work to do that, and you get your grill set up, and you got your chicken, and you got all of the fixings, do two or three of them. Cook two or three of them.
Most of those racks are a tube butt holder.
And, you got dinner that night, you got meat for lunches for a couple of days, you chop up the chicken, you can have a chicken salad the next day. You take advantage of the opportunity to cook two or three meals at the same time while you got all of that going. That's the fun part.
Now, we're about halfway through the broadcast. It's a three-hour Saturday morning program. 8 o'clock, we start off landscape and garden. 9 o'clock is completely open lines. If any topic around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and to you call the one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Then 10 o'clock, we have the topic of the week, which we've kind of been talking all day, which is outdoor grilling, just because it's the perfect tie-in for a 4th of July weekend. But, we're halfway. I think I'm going to have to bail. I'm so hungry now. I'm getting the shakes after hearing these recipes and the salmon and the smoking.
My mouth's starting to
caramelize. Man, this is going to be
homemade ice cream.
These next 90 minutes
are going to be tough.
90 minutes I've ever done on this program.
You know, one of the things we were talking about when Jerry was here earlier was the number of outdoor kitchen and grilling companies that there are out there. It used to be you go to the home shows and there was hot tubs and jacuzzis and you know, all of those, the water entertainment features. You go to the home shows now and there are outdoor kitchen companies. There's a plethora of them that are offering all of their services and all of the different equipment and the options that you can get. It's unbelievable, you know, the popularity of the outdoor kitchen that's coming on the market now.
So. I'm becoming a big fan of barbecued vegetables. I was at a friend's house last Sunday evening, and he did a couple Cornish game hens. But he also steamed some artichokes, took them out, halved them, poured a little olive oil in the open sleeves of the half artichoke, then turned that upside down over a grill fire and just singed the artichokes a little bit. Man, that was one of the best artichokes I ever ate in my life. That was excellent. Somebody was showing me grilled pineapple the other night that they put on their hamburger. And you know what? That isn't anything I'd ever think of.
Well, on a shish,
but it was pretty good.
It's good stuff.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.